Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Wrong number. George Bush is in the news again after making another one of his famous verbal gaffes. This time, he gave out the wrong phone number twice. I have a message for every homeowner worried about rising mortgage payments. The best you can do for your family is to call 1-800-995-HOPE, Bush said, before repeating the message with the same wrong number. The message was supposed to promote a helpline for homeowners who wanted advice on how to deal with rising bills. But the number the U.S. president gave out was for a school in Texas, the Freedom Christian Academy. Almost immediately, the school became inundated with calls. Officials at the school eventually decided to take the phone off the hook after secretaries became tired of redirecting callers. I've tried my best to give the correct number to those people when they called, but it got a little overwhelming, a school worker said. White House officials later gave out the correct telephone number as 1-888-995-HOPE.
Cane you. Self-defense classes for the elderly. We don't teach lots of complicated techniques. It's basic stuff. Stuff you can remember, said Kevin Garwood, a martial arts expert who has set up self-defense classes for pensioners. And many of the techniques involve teaching them how to use their walking sticks. Kevin, 58, said, I am not trying to make grey-haired ninjas, but what the classes do is give them tremendous confidence. Classes begin with a warm-up, focusing on gentle movements of the hands, wrists, arms, and bodies, and going on to turning and twirling the stick. Pupils practice sets of movements and learn simple strangle holds, arm locks, and throws using their walking sticks. And the lessons are already paying off. Just recently, one elderly woman was attacked by two men. The men grabbed her arm and her handbag, but she hit them with her stick and they ran off.
Kind driver. A helpful driver found himself in a sticky situation. I was just trying to be helpful, said a German driver after he moved out of the way to allow a police car with flashing lights to pass. But seconds later, Hans-Peter Wagner found himself trapped in setting concrete. I didn't see the road ahead, and before I knew it, the car was stuck in concrete. Wagner, 62, was driving in northern Germany when he saw a police car trying to get past him. So he pulled over, but went straight into a stretch of road that had just been freshly laid with concrete. Seconds later, the concrete set around the car wheels. Police had to pull the car out. It looked like a regular road, and I didn't see it was wet concrete, Wagner added. That's what you get for trying to be nice.